On Tech Daily today, we have on the line all the way from Las Vegas is Stephen Fenwick from Tech Guide.
Hi, Eddie. How are you going?
Excellent. Now, for people who don't realise, it's a big week in Vegas at the moment with the Consumer Electronics Show, and it's only day one. How's it been for you?
Yeah, it's been a busy day. Yeah, today's been press day, so the first day of the show is actually tomorrow, but we've had a very busy day with all the major companies holding their press conferences back to back from 8 in the morning till 5 in the evening, and all announcing their latest products that are going to be on display at the show. So these are the products that will be on their booths and that will be released in 2014 and beyond.
And it really does set the tone for what we can expect for the year, especially the tail end of the year leading into Christmas. And of course, TVs are big on the agenda, and you've been along and seen what LG has to offer. Their TVs are just getting bigger and curvier from what I've seen.
That's right, yeah. It seems all the major companies are throwing a big curveball here with their TV sets. Yeah, and LG kicked off the day with a really interesting range of curved OLED TVs. OLED is short for organic light emitting diode. So that's a material that's self-illuminating. So the result is a TV that's only a few millimetres thick with amazing contrast ratio, but also the sizes too. We're talking there's 55, 65, 77-inch TVs. LG have even got a curved 21x9, 105-inch TV. I saw it today, and it just provides an amazing cinematic experience. It's really incredible.
I can't wait to see the price tag on the 105-inch TV when they first hit stores, huh?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a cheap one, that one. Yeah, you'd have to probably decide whether you want to buy a new car or a television in that case.
It's interesting here because screen sizes almost seem to be the theme for the show this year, because you've been looking at some smartphones and tablets already as well. And kicking off with smartphones, we're now seeing smartphones with 6-inch plus screen sizes.
That's right, yeah. And not only are we seeing those large screens, but there's also the curve in those screens as well. LG have got the G Flex, which is a 6-inch screen. That's actually the first smartphone with a curved screen. So the curve's been is moving to the smartphones, but you're right, the screen sizes are getting larger. Huawei announced a 6.1-inch TV today. 6.1-inch smartphone today, the Ascend Mate 2. But across the board, we're seeing these screen sizes grow larger. There's rumours even Apple's iPhone's going to be bigger next year. But even in the tablet space, we're seeing a bit of growth there as well.
Yeah, because you've been having a look at a 12-inch tablet from Samsung?
That's right, yeah. They announced the 12.2-inch Note Pro and Tab Pro. So they're the popular lines of Samsung's tablets that they've gone further forward with these larger screen sizes, so that it's almost a laptop replacement. It's sort of moving to the size of those entry-level laptops, where people are now using tablets instead of a laptop. It gives you a lot more screen real estate. I think the 12.2-inch difference between a 10-inch tablet is 48% more screen room. So it gives a lot of people more access to multitask. I think on the Samsung tablets, you can multitask up to 4 different apps on the screen at the same time. So it really is a good one for those people who need to use a lot of apps all at once.
I'd like to see Apple match that with their iPad and then stand back and watch people try and take photos using their 12-inch iPad.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because there are very strong rumours that Apple are looking at putting out a 12.9-inch iPad as a possible replacement for the MacBook Air 11-inch. So there's talk too that it may even be called the iPad Pro, because you've got to remember, a couple of months ago they released the iPad Air.
Yes.
So they've got a MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, now they may have an iPad Air and an iPad Pro.
Wow. Now, Stephen, I know you've got a lot to see this week at the show, but anything quirky you've come across you'd like to mention?
Oh, there's a number of them, mate. There are a lot of little Wi-Fi devices that can connect to your network, keep an eye on you. There's a piece of jewelry that can tell you when you're getting too much sun. There's an adapter for your phone that can take your heart rate and your pulse and your blood oxygen levels. There's also a device called Mother, which fits in your home and wirelessly can monitor so many different parts of your life: how much water you drink, how much exercise you're getting, whether you've taken your medicine on time. So no wonder it's called Mother. There's a range of other devices too that are designed to sort of keep a track of what you're doing, where you're doing it. So it's really following that wearable trend. So a lot of fitness monitors, a lot of health trackers. So just keeping a closer eye on not only our homes within our networks, but also what we're doing when we're out and about.
Amazing. And I know you've got great coverage on all of this happening at techguide.com.au. That's Stephen Fenwick, the editor at Tech Guide. Thanks again for joining us on Tech Daily.
My pleasure, Andy. Talk to you soon.